breakdown, baby.
It's Monday, August 8th, 2016. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
They say we're a plastic society, but I don't know. Out here on the road, I keep running into nonconformists, characters. I knew someday I'd run into the one who could win the prize for stubbornness and survival against the odds. I think I just found him.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Yeah.
nice psychedelic way to open up this year's episode of the show. Pond, that's the name of the band. They're from Perth, Australia, Western Australia, in the hizzy. That was the song Waiting Around for Grace. It comes off their latest record, Man, It Feels Like Space Again. If you like MGMT, you're going to like that band. It's very dense sound they've got going on. Pretty good, if you like to check out the whole album. Okay, up next, a band I like a lot. They're from New York City. They're called Caveman. I played them on the show before. They got a new album. It's called Otero War. And it's not their best, I'm going to say that. Something about it's like it's gotten generified a little bit. But that's all right. They got some good songs on it. We're going to hear a couple of them right now. We're going to hear Never Going Back and then Lean on You. Two great songs off of this new, you know, acceptable record from the band Caveman right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Change my mind in a lonely room. I want to take you down in the morning. Till I'm wide awake when the day is done. Just a line leads me back again. Change my mind when I fell for you. I wanna know what's right, but I can't pull through. Still I'm wide awake and the day is done. Just a line. I'm gonna lean on you.
on the program the past few months, we've been featuring the unusual campaign reporting of Michael Friedman. Friedman is a songwriter and a composer working on and off Broadway, but he traveled the country during primary season talking to voters about what's on their minds in this truly weird and unprecedented election. He uses his interviews, taken verbatim, to make a song for each state he's visited. Last month, Friedman was in California for the primary.
And I got connected with a woman who works in network news and got to talk to her about just how network news has covered the election, how network news has changed, how it is currently changing, what is the future of television news, and some really interesting insights into just sort of the weirdness of this year. I think this is her fifth election cycle.
Wow.
Somebody who really has been through a lot.
Should we listen to this song?
Yeah.
Covering the election here in California, it's a lot like how we cover all these wildfires. It's always like visually stunning, but you could almost air the same story each time. And like the same language, like the burned out homes, or the same speech again and again, the story about Hillary flipping pancakes again. It's easy to get jaded. Since I started as a fact checker, a job that doesn't exist anymore, I wanted to do stories that would make my mom cry in Chicago at the end of the day. Like 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, the tsunami in Asia, how to show death and devastation on that level when I'd never even seen a dead body before. I don't do those kind of stories anymore. Like this week, I'm interviewing J-Lo in Las Vegas at the Billboard Awards. I know people have always been hemming and hawing about the decline of network news, and it's true they're still a legal team, but their main concern is inaccuracy. It's not getting sued. We have all these brilliant 22-year-olds, and we pitch them like an interview with Carol Burnett, and they're like, who is that? But they're good at Snapchat and demographics and what women want to see. And they love weather. For some reason, those women in the Midwest between 54 and 70, and things caught on tape and 911 calls like those terrible tornadoes in Oklahoma. They release the 911 tapes. They don't really move the story forward, but they love 911 calls, so we pitched them because they drive up the ratings. So when Trump showed up with his Mar-a-Lago ratings, juggernaut of tackiness at the debates, it was the first time I'd ever seen the entertainment shows like Entertainment Tonight show up for the Republican debates like paparazzi and like pushing and shoving. I'd never seen anything like it in the spin room before. And one girl who worked with us covering Jeb Bush, she was like literally run over by like the fanatic craziness when Trump came in the room. And now the conventions, we're anticipating so much protest, we've added a whole team in case stuff gets really crazy. And it's funny to think how like those debates the last time around with Mitt Romney, how quaint it all seems. Like how can we ever go back to someone like that? Who am I voting for? I mean, we're just so trained not to make our feelings known. But I'm for the practical. I'm for Hillary. And I mean, I appreciate Bernie Sanders, and I would vote for him if he were the nominee. But I think that I am for Hillary. And Hillary is not so good. She needs help. I'm in news, so I have to appear impartial. But when a friend posts on Facebook, I for one am excited to see a female president. And everyone you know gets in line and starts skewering that person on their computers and phone. I mean, now even the idea that people could sit down at 6:30 every day to watch the stories that made my mom cry in Chicago seems pretty antiquated. When 9/11 happened, I wanted to hear Peter Jennings, Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw. I wanted a voice of God. When are we going to come together? I thought we'd come together by now. But you know, For better or worse, Trump's made people watch and participate and think and talk. Water cooler moments, I mean, I don't think there were any water cooler moments after Rick Santorum had a zinger, and it's scary, but the only thing you see as a beacon of hope is at least people are paying attention.
All right, let's catch up. After Caveman back there, we heard a band from Los Angeles. They're called Babes. New band. That was two songs from their debut album, Untitled, a.k.a. Five Tiers, because there's five tiers on the cover. That's how you can keep them straight. Presumably, they're going to have like a six-tier album and a four-tier album. That one, though, Five Tiers. We heard two tracks. We heard I've Got a Reason to Keep on Living and I Wanna Love, both super great songs off that record. Album itself, you know, pretty good. Kind of uneven. I don't know. There's some less than... No, it's a range, 3 to 5 stars, pretty much the whole record. All right, after Babes, we heard Michael Friedman. He's from right here in New York City, and he's been doing this thing for the New Yorker Radio Hour from WNYC Studios, their podcast. It's awesome. And he's been doing this thing where he goes around and interviews people, and then he turns them into show tunes, essentially. And I just love it so much. And in particular, I really like that one. Presidential campaigns are like wildfires. Really great song. For Michael Friedman, maybe at the end of the whole thing, he'll release it all as an album or something. But in the meantime, you can check it out on the New Yorker Radio Hour. He's done a number of them. You can find them all for free. Look for links to that and everything else I talked about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. All right, up next, Jonathan Rado, half of co-founding members of the band Foxygen, probably better known for that. He's got a record, though. It's called Law and Order. We're going to hear a couple tracks from it. First, Hand in Mind, my favorite song. It's basically an Adam Green, Binky Shapiro song. But done by other people. And then we're going to hear Would You Always Be at Home? The album is so crazily diverse. I mean, I don't know. There's like instrumental songs, and then there's just like noise rock, and then there's this like duet, like Hand in Mind. So I think Would You Always Be Mine is sort of a nice bridge between it all, because it's got a noisy, lo-fi, you know, I don't know how to use my equipment recording sensibility to it, but it's also like a pop song, but it's also like got lots of instrumentation. It's pretty great. So there's some disagreement in the house as to which is the better song. I think it's Hand in Mind. Kelly says it's Would You Always Be at Home. It's up to personal taste, clearly. The album as a whole, though, so all over the board, it's almost something you gotta behold with your own two ears. Okay, so here we go. Without further ado, Jonathan Rado, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Put your hand in mine, it will entice you. You not a man to lay right down. Together we will be, together you will see, so you can cross us off your list. I won't be standing again, and I won't leave you standing at all. Yeah.
right, let's catch up one last time. After Jonathan Rado back there from Seattle, Washington, we heard a band called Acapulco Lips. Pretty great band. We heard two tracks from their self-titled album, Acapulco Lips. First, Awkward Waltz, and then Hangover Blues. I think they represent the album well. It's all just like that. Great garage rock. You're going to like it if you like those two tracks. Check it out if you like those two. After that, we heard the Julie Ruin, Kathleen Hanna's new band from New York City. We heard the songs Planet You and Hello Trust No One, both from the album Hit Reset, which came out pretty shortly after I did my All Women episode back there a while ago. That would have been really good fodder since I made the whole opening sweeper of that show just like Latigre samples and stuff like that. So, big Kathleen Hanna fan. I'm glad she's got a new record. It's got some kind of generic, what you'd expect sort of songs. And then the two I played, which I think are above average for the record and in general. I think they're just really cool songs. Kind of reminded me of some of the later year Latigre stuff. Anyway, that was great. If you like those two tracks, pick up the whole thing. The Julie Ruin Hit Reset can't go wrong. Okay, finishing up this here episode with a band called Willie Hutch. He's a, a Motown guy from the 70s. But interesting fact, I didn't know this until I was about to put him on the show. He graduated from my high school. That's right, grew up in Dallas, Texas, where I grew up, and went to my high school, the Booker T. Washington High School for the Performing and Visual Arts, otherwise known as BTWHSPVA. BTWHSPVA, that's what we all called it. You could add him to the lineup of famous people who graduated from the school. I love that place. You know, not a great education, but great people. And you can't go wrong. And I think my arts education was pretty good. So, big fan of the Arts Magnet, as it were. What am I talking about? Willie Hutch. That's right. He went to Arts Magnet along with other people a long time ago. And then he graduated, moved to L.A., and he started making soundtrack for blaxploitation films. Like The Mac, which we're going to hear a track from. Brother's Gonna Work It Out. One of my favorites. I was introduced to this song back in a million years ago by the Chemical Brothers, who just basically put Brother's Gonna Work It Out at the beginning of their album. And I thought it was like a bunch of samples they put together, you know, they like DJ Shadow digging through the crates and mixing. No, they just basically played his song for the first couple minutes of the record. And I didn't realize that at the time. But later I figured it out. And boy, howdy, great song. Willie Hutch, we're going to hear Brother's Gonna Work It Out. My favorite, I love it. Here we go. Finishing up this year. Oh, why am I playing this? I have no good justification. I was out on the town and I heard this song playing a remix of the Chemical Brothers version. I was like, man, I have not heard that in so long. I should listen to that more. So that's why, because I heard a remix of it in some hotel or something. So we're going to hear the original. Here we go. Brother's Gonna Work It Out, The Mac, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
You really don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Yeah. get an equal share. And until you give it him back, there'll be no peace. But brother's gonna work it out.
Brother's gonna work it out.
Brother's gonna work it all out.
Brother's gonna work it out.
All. We must all join hands. We can march across this land in peace.
Brother's gonna work it out.
Love, joy with that understanding of truly who we are. Instead of brother turning on sister, sister turning on brother. Now how you gonna get it together, being against one another? Shoot up, sniff up so high till your world has turned to stone. How can you deal with the truth when reality's all gone? But brother's gonna work it out.
Brother's gonna work it out.
Brother's gonna work it all out.
Brother's gonna work it out.
Oh, brother, say, stop the pimps, the hustlers, the pusher man as fast as you can. Open your ears and eyes to the facts of what's truly holding you back. Brother needs your help, now can't you see? Oh, he's got to have it.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Law and Order and Dance Away Your Ego, both by Jonathan Rado, and Reflection by The Chemical Brothers. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about, including where you can follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You'll find links to things like the Spotify playlists I put together so you don't have to listen to me talk. You can just listen to the songs that I play right there on Spotify. Great thing. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.